Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Now. Well, you got some special news, don't you?
I do have some special news.
Now, share with the bedwetters what TDD did for you.
What?
What? What? Did you get engaged? Do you actually have special news?
Yes, I've got special news.
Oh, shit, okay.
I went for a run yesterday.
Oh, fucking hell. Special news.
Yep, I went for a run and I wasn't going to. I got home and I thought, I am pooped.
Oh, darling.
No, Jack, I thought, you know what would be nice? Jeeves rubbing my feet while I lie on the couch.
Correct.
But I thought, you have not gone for a run since you went for a run with Brockman.
But, well, you know what you haven't done? Jesus Christ, Louisa.
It's a wind.
There's a bit of a fan going on. She's gone full Marilyn Monroe with JFK.
And I
Willie's head was about to explode with what he's going to see there. Jesus. So you haven't gone.
So I haven't. Willie. Oh, Jesus.
Louisa, pull your fucking dress down.
Sorry, I'll tuck it in. Brennan has a mangina.
Guys, you haven't gone for a run since Brockman.
Yes.
You haven't shut the fuck up about the Brockman
run. Yes, well, I thought I'd better speak about it even more.
Okie dokie.
So I got, and I was like, fuck it, this is bad. If I don't go, then I'll lose the momentum. Mm. And I'm going to Melbourne this weekend.
Yep.
So I was like, I need to keep the mom going.
Yeah, the momentum going.
Yes.
After a week of not doing anything.
Yep.
You need that momentum to keep going.
Yeah, so yeah. I thought, I'm going to go for a run. I'm not even fucking with you. I got, I reckon, 400 metres in, and I was like, this is not good, kid. This is not good. I was so puffed, like exhausted. Then, what do I see in front of me? I go, hang on a moment. I start sprinting and I'm filming it, a baby corgi, a tiny little baby Toby, like this cute tiny little Toby.
So,
he's tiny. And
run
he's
me
on this
through
little,
it though, who was it with?
A stranger.
So you've
mine.
Sprinted up to a stranger with your phone out like a grub, completely ignoring, I'm assuming, the thing. Oh my God, it's a Toby. It's a baby Toby.
Yeah.
You lack a tremendous amount
of
social
awareness.
No,
but then I keep running. Does that make it worse?
Yes, buddy.
No, it wasn't like.
Yes, it makes it worse. You haven't acknowledged anyone.
No, it was like I was like panting behind the video. Going,
easy. I know you're excited about corgis.
No, because I was running. And then I was like. I was like, oh my God, look at him, he's so cute.
Did you say hello to the owner?
No, I was sprinting.
You are a serial killer. That is bizarre. That is.
I think I maybe looked up.
Don't lie to me now.
I think I can't.
That Louisa.
What? They would get that all the time.
No, they
Toby.
Fucking wouldn't, number one. Number two.
Well, I was mid-run. I'm not going to stop and pant all over him.
So you think it's socially acceptable and normal to pull your phone out, sprint up to a puppy dog, not acknowledge the owner, and go, it's a baby Toby.
You're making the video sound worse than it was.
Show me.
I'll show you it.
Can we also maybe put this, we'll put this in the YouTube or whatever, so that bedwetters can see. Hand me the phone.
It's not, you're making it sound like I'm a psycho. See?
I didn't hear you say it's a baby Toby at all.
Oh, maybe I cut it before then.
Yeah, you have. You're 3 metres away from the dog here.
Oh, sorry.
You haven't even got to the fucking thing. Cute little fucker, though.
He's so cute, isn't
but
he?
So you then, after this point, you then scream, it's a baby Toby.
Not like, it was like a, like,
I've seen what you do on the beach. I've seen what you do in parks.
I was mid-run. I literally went, oh, Toby, or something, and then keep going. I'm not going to stop while I'm sprinting in my hockers.
That doesn't sound any better, to be honest, eh?
It doesn't sound much better.
You're painting me out to be the villain here. I was being a friendly Rose Bay citizen.
No, it's you know what? Who's not a friendly Rose Bay citizen? Someone that doesn't acknowledge other people. You've acknowledged a dog and not their owner.
It was a fast-paced run at this point. So
you're
I'm
a
sure,
sick fuck, Dalton.
I'm sure I went. I'm sure I.
You know you didn't. You know you didn't.
Well, all I could see was Toby.
I know, buddy. It was a little black Toby.
Yeah.
So they come in black too.
Yeah, but the little black and white ones.
Okay. Oh yeah, like your brother has.
Yes, Tor always sees these two in Vaucluse, twins. Well, I don't know if they're twins, but they walk together with the owner.
Yeah.
And one of them's called, oh.
One's called Toby and the other one's called Zed.
No. Oh. I feel like one of them's called, like, Kygo or something. I'm going to text her now and ask what the corgi's names are called.
I think one of them's Dut, isn't it? And the other one's, Mutt? Mutt and Dut? I think I've seen them.
No, you don't.
But they're brown. One's brown.
No.
It's big.
I missed what you were saying because I was sending a text.
Good. Probably for the best. Now listen up.
What? Oh, you got to let me finish my how I ran?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I didn't just see Toby and then stop.
Oh, I thought that
so
was
then,
the
you know how when I see a Toby, that's like my sign that everything in the world's good?
Yep.
Keep your comments to yourself, please.
That's literally what I did. Yeah. I sucked them back in.
Good. And so then I was like, fuck, I just had this pep in my step. And I was going a lot faster than I expected. And I went all the way home. So I ran 5Ks. It's pretty good going from 10 to 5, just on a whim.
What I love is you've interjected. You've said, oi, you haven't let me finish my story. The rest of the story was, then I ran home. Oh, what a ripper. Jesus, imagine if we hadn't heard the end of that. We probably assumed you ran home.
Well, you may have thought that I stopped a few times.
No, darling.
I ran the whole way. The whole way home.
That's a good effort. I need to. I love that. Yeah, and then I just ran. I ran home. Mate, I went for a run the other day just because I'm trying to train 2 or 3 times a day.
No, darling, what are you training for?
Fight.
No, you...
To fuck this cunt.
You have not told us that you're fighting.
Yep, it's unreal.
Oh, my God.
Dead man walking, he is. I'm fucking fit as fuck.
Mm.
Went for a run. Not a runner. Been mostly boxing. You were dead right. I went start of the run. I reckon within 300 or 400 meters, I was like,
yeah.
And it's like my body takes a while. I don't know if this happens for everyone, but fucking to like get used to it.
Yeah.
I was fucking rooted, and I'm like, holy fuck, I am rooted.
Yeah, but it goes in because obviously I'm a runner now. Okay. It goes in waves. I remember when I went for my run with Ned Brockman, the first probably 3Ks, I was sweet. I was flying. I was humming.
Well, we heard from Ned from the horse's mouth. You were not flying. In fact, you were sluggish, I think is the term you used.
Well, from 3 to 6 Ks was where it was tough. And then I got another pep in my step. Even the 5K run, the last K, I was sprinting. If anyone drove down the main road in Rose Bay, they would have been like, is that Buzz Lightyear? Because that's quick.
Notorious sprinter.
Notorious
sprinter.
Is that Captain Planet zooming along the road? Because... Is that Usain Bolt? Because
there we go.
Quick.
There we go, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I've seen you run. It's awkward to look at.
No, I've just got little T-Rex arms.
Do you know how girls do icks all the time?
Yeah. Got something for you on that.
Have you? You want to know one of mine? If hypothetically, I'm courting you, all right? We're going out on a date.
Right.
And you're like going, yeah, I think really like this place. And then you tripped over and fell onto your belly. I'd never be able to look at you the same way again.
In what world would I just trip and fall on my belly? Like you're putting your hands down?
Yeah, you're going like, oh, and, but you fully fall over. And then you've got to push yourself up and like, I'd have to help you up. And you're like, oh, sorry. I'd be like, yeah.
To be honest, I'd probably feel the same.
If a bloke did it.
I'd be like, although, no, when you like someone, it's different though. 10-day date, fell over. Fell over at work the other day. I think he was doing some type of piping and then like tripped or something.
Yeah, he was doing some piping.
Oh, stop it! And he had...
Willie just looked over at me. He just goes, yeah.
He had a lot of blood on his ankle and then on his elbow. And if someone usually said that to me, I'd probably go, ugh.
Nah. But hearing about it, fine. Seeing it in the flesh.
Nah, definitely. I still would have gone, aw. You okay?
What about if they got winded and they were laying there like this going?
Well, I do CPR.
With someone that's winded?
Yeah.
You perform CPR? Willie, come over and punch me in the gut.
So we can do CPR?
I did a CPR course when I was like 8.
Everyone's done a CPR course. Oh. 8?
Yeah, Franco made us do them.
Sorry, Jeremy. We need another doll. We need another doll brought in. This is the fourth one. This young girl keeps crushing the ribs of the dolls. Sorry. Sir, I'm sorry, your daughter can't come for second date. We don't have any dolls left. We've got no more dummies.
We did it at Franco's dentistry office.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, I think all the staff had to do it.
Yeah.
And then so he was like, well, you can come along, Lou.
So smart. Because traditionally in a dentist's office, where you really need that CPR training.
Well, you need CPR anywhere.
Correct. I'm saying especially in a dentist's office.
Like you could be at Westfield Bondi Junction and someone could need it.
Any Westfield.
Yeah. You could be at the Parramatta Westfield.
You could be in Westfield in fucking New Zealand, mate.
Don't think we have Westfield.
You do.
Okay.
Centre Group.
Right. Back to the X.
Oh, okay. You got a couple, dude.
I was out one night and...
Shock horror.
Excuse me.
You abuse alcohol and it's disgusting.
I do not. And I met a few girls and they, if my iCloud would bloody load.
Oh, bloody.
Jingle with youngers.
Single me timbers.
And they sent me their X list.
How old were these birds? Young.
Young.
Yeah.
Probably like.
Early 20s cunts are all about their X.
Yeah. I think I'd probably say they're about 23. Okay. Do you want me to read you a few?
Yep.
Okay. There's 46 of them.
Fuck me, swinging.
I won't read them all. I might read them every now and then each week.
Okey-doke.
Okay. When they bend down and you can see their butt crack.
That would be the same for a female. You know, if a female bent over and you could see the top of their butt crack, you're like, you're a plumber.
Oh, you don't like the little crack.
Yeah, do you reckon that'd be a case-by-case basis or
I think it'd be case-by-case.
Case-by-case, kid. There are some I'd love to see.
Okay. When they try chase a bird but it doesn't move.
Holy fuck. Who thinks about that? When they try and chase a bird when the bird doesn't move.
This one's so good. Boys moulding their mouth guards.
Oh fuck.
You'll love this one.
Okay.
Tucked in t-shirt. Yep.
That an ick?
You're a dork. You somehow pull it off, I think, because it's like the big belt, the farm belt. Fuck, you've got no bum whatsoever.
None.
Just an absolute flat peach. Look. See? Do some squats or something.
Oh, that's for chicks, dude.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You don't just do you could do league day for the legs.
I do league day. I'm just not a big peach man.
Oh, okay. I've been working on the peach.
We know.
So have I.
Oh.
Show us your peach.
Peaches. I have nothing, but I want a little slack out back.
I think you got some peach? Slack out back.
Well, he's got a little peach. When they're trying to cross the road, but there are too many cars.
What the fuck? Can't even cross a fucking road without someone absolutely despising you.
When he tries to blow out a candle and it won't go out.
Oh, yeah. These are actually tremendously funny.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck. You got to pick it up. Then the wax gets in your face.
When they can't parallel park. That's me.
If you're a man, you need to know how to do that.
When they wear a dressing gown.
I will take great fucking offense to that. You know how deadly in winter, fucking you've just had fucking fresh fucking hot shower.
Mm.
Hell, a bath. Chuck your fucking dressing gown on. You got some Uggs on, so some little slippers.
Ooh, nah, you and Uggs.
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
And then you've got like a nice cup of Joe sitting there watching a picture film.
I 100% back that, dude. I've got a little old school pair of Grosbys. I got a Manly Seagulls.
What's a Grosby?
You know those old man slippers?
Yeah, where like.
Oh. And yeah, just put some socks on, guys.
No. Let us live. That's fucking living.
Okay.
That is comfort.
Look, you're right. If it makes you happy. These two are quite funny. When they stay too long the morning after, and when they ask you if you want to get a coffee the morning after, you clearly don't like them if that's giving you the ick.
Correct, Amorny, and please know that. Blokes who are doing that are just as keen to get the fuck out of there and are being polite and hoping you say no.
Or saying, should we get a coffee?
Yeah, if we get a coffee and say, oh, I've got this. Yeah, perfect. See you never.
What's the appropriate checkout time?
Straight away.
10 a.m.? Too late?
10 a.m.?
Well, what time?
Get the fuck on.
What time are you waking up?
Hopefully 7. And hopefully I'm at home at my house. It's 7:45.
Okay.
I want to be up and out.
So paint a picture for me. Pre-Steph.
Yep.
So.
You want me to paint a picture?
I would like the picture painted for moi.
Okay. I've been at work. Okay, I'm working at the radio station. Yeah, we had a bottle of Fireball in the bottom drawer. A little bit of date juice. Get you pumped up. Give you a bit of Dutch courage for the date, for said date. Drill a bit of Fireball. Couple of beers pre-date. I'm feeling funky, feeling fresh. Head to the date. It's probably going to be a Thursday night at Shady Pines in Darlinghurst. There, girls looking gorgeous, dimly lit, big moose on the wall, country music playing. It's a vibe. We're feeling funky. We're feeling fresh. What would you like to drink? Yeah, well, drinks are flowing. Everyone's having fun. Should we go somewhere after this? Yeah, my fucking place. Pay the bill. Get out of there, right? We're in the Uber home. I'm like, this is a honey. And guess what? She's got a peach. Get home, have some fun.
Sorry, let me just clarify. You're at yours or hers?
I'm at my house. Oh, do you want me to go back to hers?
This is your picture, champion.
Oh, let's say first, for the picture's sake, I'm going back to hers. We go back to hers. I live in one suburb. She's 15 minutes away from where I live. 20 away from where I live. We get back to hers. We have fun, a.k.a. play Monopoly or a bit of Twister. Naked. Wake up in the morning. I wake up 7 o'clock. I'm going, oh, shit, dumb. Got to go to work. Thanks for the dinner. I'll see you later. You just keep sleeping. I'm up and out. I'm home by 7:15.
But what if you like the person? You sticking around for bacon and eggs? You sticking around for that cough?
You'd have to play it by beer. But in a general sense, you get up, you get the fuck out. Number one, I don't have my toothbrush or any of my amenities. I'm going to have some stinky breath there at 7 in the
whiskey
morning.
Whiskey breath.
She doesn't need that stress.
I've been in the car with you after you've had like...
Sorry?
What?
What? I stink.
45 fishermen's friends. And fuck me. This is when we were driving to this KO thing. Darch was so hungover.
Oh, okay.
And it literally just stunk. Like it seeped out of your body. And not even Listerine, fishermen's friends, Wiggle.
Yeah, I'd had 2 hours sleep.
Extras.
I'd had 2 hours fucking sleep. Hey, do you know what you did to me the other day as well, you fuckhead?
What?
We had a fucking business meeting. You, being the social media goddess that you are, decided to take a story of me on the sly, being like, look at this hungover little senorita, get to the meeting, they're like, you hungover, are you, mate? I'm like, that fucking bitch.
It was just Max and Nick.
Yeah.
The woman didn't know.
Buddy, not great.
Why? They know you're a piece of shit.
So, whoa.
They listen to the podcast.
That was our first meeting.
It went very well.
Correct. But I would have preferred that you didn't spread to the world that I was hungover.
Hey, champion. Irregardless of that story, they knew from the stench.
They didn't. I did such a tremendous job of covering that up.
Well, with 4 cans of Lynx Africa.
Drilled some Rexona into me, had cologne in the car, pumped. They would have thought I was like some 45-year-old Italian mafioso amount of fucking cologne I had on. It came with a gold chain and a hairy chest. Fucking. Hey,
back to the checkout time.
Right.
Sorry, yep. We digressed. I once had a guy who stayed over at my house and he stayed till 1:30.
See, you can fuck off.
And I kept being like, oh, you know, like I've got to.
I think no matter how much you like him, you've just got to get up, get out, enjoy the night, then continue that shit afterwards.
I wanted to order Uber Eats and multiple cans of Coke Zero, Powerade on my own. I don't want anyone in my house. Get out.
Yeah. You've got to read the room. I've spun this yarn before. I had to lie and say I had a fucking haircut or some shit to these birds. Wouldn't fucking leave.
Wonder if blokes probably have like a list of excuses of why they got to leave.
Golf is a big one.
I was just about to say that. You read my mind.
If it's a Friday night.
Got a tea at 9.
Yeah, Saturday morning. You're like fucking, oh, I got golf with the boys. Simple. Yeah, people have walked out in full golf kit, chucked the clubs into the car, and then like, all right, we'll get you, you know, whatever. Dude, I know
to
blokes.
To get them out of the house.
I know blokes that have done that. They're like, okay, sweet. And then they just didn't leave. And then the guy just had to fuck off and didn't have golf. And the chick didn't leave. Had to be texting the housemates being like, mate, is she still there? Yeah, still here.
Often people go, you just make yourself at home and leave when you're ready.
Yeah.
Leave now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying 7 a.m. checkout time. DM us, Bedwitters, if you had any disaster stories.
I think just get up and get out. You know.
Get up.
What? Give me a couple more. These birds are good with these eggs.
Oh, you want some more eggs? Okay.
Yeah, get up, get out.
When they ask for your Snapchat. We're not 12.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking in my 30s, mate. Miss me.
This is good. When they don't know the difference between quite and quiet, you know, when you spell it.
Do you know one of my icks?
I like that one. What?
2 of them, spelling-wise. People that can't differentiate then and than, and people that spell lose, L-O-O-S-E.
I'm then and then. Like, I'll sometimes have to Google which context to use.
That is mate.
Well, you can't say that.
What?
I just had to clap because Josh just said a word that I'm like, mate, you cannot say that.
Oh, then, I didn't know that.
And then repeated it 5 times? What do you reckon, Willie? Was it 5?
Say that.
Just kept double down.
Yeah, you went about 4 or 5 times.
You KFC double downed that word 5 times.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm learning. Hey, I'm evolving and learning. Righto. Well, I'll take that one out of the old repertoire.
Yeah.
Can't say that in business meetings anymore.
I was going to say, we've got a meeting today. I wouldn't be saying that one, champ.
But the people, so it's like then and than. So what you're saying is that you'll be like, I'd rather that than this. You'd go, I'd rather that than this. That is.
Depends on Judge is playing with fire.
But I tell you what.
You whispered the word and now everyone's going to YouTube.
No, they won't.
Blur his face during that, will he?
I'll throw in a beep over it.
Just cut, do that. Great.
Oh, come now.
Okay.
Yep.
When they drink out of a bubbler. So now you can't even be hydrated.
Fucking hell. I'm fucking hot. I love bubblers. For our international listeners,
they're called a drinking fountain.
I was going to say, they're called water fountains.
So pathetic.
Run me through that, mate.
Like, oh, I need a sip of water from the bubbler.
Yeah, bubbler. Drinking fountain.
Yeah, it's like you're 3, like, get me some water from the bubbler. Like, just have a drink from the drinking fountain, champ.
No, drinking fountain. You know what? Drinking fountain sounds like something where there was a racial divide. At one point in history. You know what I mean? Whereas a bubbler has always been free for everyone.
We march on down to the drinking fountain.
Yeah. You know what
bubbler
I mean?
Is
drinking fountain sounds racist.
How?
That's what that it just
it
does.
It 100% does.
Bubbler. Oh,
bubbler all day.
Bubbler screams equality for everyone. Drinking fountain screams history of racism. That's New Zealand.
What?
Yep.
How have you even come up with that?
That's just how it feels in my guts.
When they drink a glass of full cream milk with the dinner.
We've been through this. But, I mean, I'll fucking drill. I'll just drink out of the bottle.
You love it. This one's you. When they wear the same shirt every time they go out.
Do you know what I've done?
You rotated a few.
Do you know what I've done?
What?
I've done a big cull. I went to A&S Colour the other day.
AS Colour?
AS Colour, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, you just bought some nice planes.
I bought 5 T-shirts. Rotate.
You can get away with that. Different for females.
I've got different pants. So I've got like a beige, a green, 2 whites, a black and a navy or something like that. Can't remember. And generally I'll probably just rotate. And I just culled my drawers. My drawers are nearly empty now.
I need to do that. My wardrobe, I can't even close it.
Yeah,
it's so fucked.
Fucking who cares?
Okay, last one. Holding an umbrella and it flips inside out. Fair.
These chicks are funny as fuck.
That's valid.
They've got some rippers in there.
It's very valid.
And then not being able to hydrate is tough. That's real tough.
Yeah, the bubbler one. That got me good.
Yeah, no, those girls are fucking red hot.
What about when you're like in a windy day when somebody drops something like a piece of paper and then
they've got
like
to chase it.
They're clamping after your rubbish. Like if you're having a picnic and like the chips blow away and you're like everyone's staring, you got to run after it and you're like, ah. Or a ball. Oh, do you know what happened to me the other day? My AirPod fell out of my ear and it like fumbled all over the Bondi Promenade. So I was like.
Yeah. That's
trying
it.
To get that in that's front it. Of like right in front of the outdoor gym. So like everyone's watched me go, trying to grab
breathing it. Like that too.
Yeah, go
yeah, mate. I don't really have that many icks, I don't reckon, but the tripping is.
You are a walking ick.
No. Jesus Christ, hurtful. But you are dead right. Personally,
yes.
Not much puts me off, I don't reckon. You know what I mean? Take a lot to pull me off.
Just saw the plumbers crack and then you're like that one's case by case.
Well, look, if Rosie Huntington Whiteley had a plumber's crack, I mean, that's a gift from Saint Jebediah.
Yes, we've always said that.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, that in itself is like crack.
Same as if I saw Bieber.
Same endorphins would be released seeing that as smoking crack cocaine.
Oh.
Now, Susan Boyle.
Well, for some, case by case.
Correct. For me personally, it's not stiffening the arm.
Was she the singer on American Idol?
Don't know if it was, I think it was The X Factor.
I was about to say American Day. What band's that?
You're thinking of Green Day.
Oh.
And you're thinking of American Idiot.
Oh, don't want to be an American
and
idiot.
You are a New Zealand idiot.
Hey.
Well.
No, Jack. That is offensive.
Susan was on Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent.
Would you ever go on one of those shows? It's a shame because you couldn't. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, kid. Too quick
you
for
took
you.
Me at my own gig.
Too quick for you, kid.
Kid, you could leave me at that
what
one,
What would
kid.
You do on. Have you got any. Look, you don't have a lot, but what talent would you go there with?
A shoey or the pterodactyl?
Not good enough.
Oh. A comedy show?
Well, got to be funny, bud. You could go as like a circus freak sort of thing, like the old days.
My Highland dancing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
My grinding.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I haven't grinded on Willie yet. Should I give him a little initiation?
Initiate, Will.
You got to say some of the hotlines after that grind weren't glowing.
Do you know I can? Have I showed you how I can make a beat with my body?
A beat?
No, we've tried this. We've tried this.
A beep or a beat?
A beat. Remember the.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
You'd go in with rapping.
Yeah, I'd rap.
And we could go in together and I'd be backup.
Like those two that were on like American. He's like, was he singing Angel? Come on, yeah. Remember that kid?
Oh, no, it was Butterfly, wasn't it? You're my baby.
Come, my lady.
No, because the guy was singing. And then that the other weird little brother of his was just coming in, being like, "Come on, yeah, have you seen that?
That'd be me.
Have you seen it?
Nah,
it's chuck like it up when on YouTube,
did,
bruh.
When we did Nerdy Bra, and everyone kept commenting, being like, "It's like bring your little sister to work day."
Find the see if you can find it, Willie.
And Seb.
And Seb.
And what makes you different from everyone else in the charts today?
Well, we got our own style, but if it was if we had to say one, it'd probably be like P. Diddy and Usher.
Okay.
P. Diddy and Usher.
When he sings on his own, he sounds like a bit like Rick Astley as well.
Right.
So okay. P. Diddy, Usher and Rick Astley.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, it's a good mix.
And guys, presume you think you can win. What happens when you win? What's the next stage?
Well, we want to be worldwide selling artists.
Okay, off you go.
Welsh, clearly.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore.
To explore.
The tropical scene of you, you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. No doubt you look so fine.
Whoa.
Girl, I wanna make you mine.
Yeah, come on.
Just let me be with woman that I love.
I love when Simon Cowell just can't stop laughing.
Dude. Oh, man.
And he's when he's trying to whoa. Figure out when to come in, he's yeah. like, whoa.
See how he gets awkward? Whoa. And he can see them laughing, so he's like, holy fuck, I've got to like pick it up here. So he tries to give the, oh, a bit of gumption. Dude, they used to be so fucking ruthless on those. Have you ever watched some of those old American Idol, Australian
Idol? Yeah, they're so mean to them.
They were fucking ruthless.
You couldn't do
mate.
That now.
You actually couldn't.
No.
Have you watched the new Australian Idol?
No.
Nah.
Have you?
No.
Not in my wheelhouse.
Not in my fucking wheelhouse, kid.
Hey, put your headphones back on.
Why?
You want to hear a little bit of Hanselina and Gretel?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Play a little bit for cut. Play a little snippets for Jarchi.
Well, okay, yeah, cool.
Don't you worry, Bedwetters. In the background, we're preparing something good, something big for Hanselina and Gretel.
We're naughty little senoritas, aren't we?
We're very clever, aren't you?
Ian, I heard. Anyway, it would be good to get away from work for a day or two. Not that we can afford to take any days off.
But we must make sure you pack enough provisions. We all know what happened last time you went into the forest.
But how long will it take to walk to Grandmother's town,
Father?
Once upon a time, it's only half a day's walk away.
So that means if we leave today,
fuck.
We'll get there.
Fuck.
You missed the gag.
Sorry, I'm going to go back.
You missed the fucking gag.
Sorry, you are a unit.
I told you I wasn't lying.
Holy fuck me, swinging
yeah,
kid.
Big girl.
All right, let's go back.
You missed the gag.
Once upon a time, it's only half a day's walk away.
So that means if we leave today, we'll get there the day after tomorrow.
Yes, but I think you should head off this.
I broke the what's it called?
The fourth wall.
What do you reckon?
Tremendous acting. I mean, if you can still act like that, Home and Away is just one call away.
Exactly. Just you wait, though. When we
the day after tomorrow.
When you see the full video, that's 33 minutes of acting. The cinematography is pretty good. For like a home movie, it was like cut between and stuff.
Who did that?
One of our family friends, Jonathan, wanted to be a director.
True. Did you do a screening of this in your home cinema?
Yes.
Oh, you actually did?
Well, no, I don't know.
In the home cinema.
Was it at mine? No, it wasn't at mine.
Oh, yeah, one of your other friends' cinemas. Yeah, right, okay. I was just checking which we cinema
did,
it was played
we
at.
We did a red carpet, though. And we, like, walked. Fuck, I'd love to have footage of that. We, like, walked along the red carpet. I'm Hanselina.
Yeah, your childhood. The more I uncover about you and your childhood, the more it explains.
What do you mean this?
Well, I just want to say it explains my little Pookie. Now, Pookie is looking delightful here today. I don't know if you bedwetters can see this, but Pookie is quintessential Pookie. Pookie's wearing a beautiful white, it's a wedding reminiscent dress. She's got a beautiful golden necklace on, some great headphones on, hair tied up, casual look, but so quintessentially Pookie.
Pooks. If you haven't seen them on TikTok, you have to go find Pookie.
Fuck me, dude.
He literally just, her husband just explains her outfit.
And she just stands there like dead-eyed.
And he's like, my Pookie looks amazing today.
Dude, Yeah, that I cannot wait to see the full version of Hanselina and Gretel.
It's going
to
be worth the wait.
Well,
you got any? Oh, let's play categories.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the letter is N. And 3, 2, 1, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down.
That was a toughie.
Yeah, that's, I've gone really badly in that,
that
one.
That was really hard, that one.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Found in a bakery.
Neenish tart.
A what?
A Neenish tart.
What's a Neenish tart?
The black and white cookie.
Sounds fake.
No, it's legitimate. We've got a mate who he reviews them every time he's down the South Coast.
Oh, love okay. Them.
Have you seen Gus Reynolds?
I have. Does he? I love a Neenish tart.
Do you? He reviews Neenish tarts.
Really?
Abandoned. Yeah, you should check
maybe
out.
I'll have to get a little Neeny. I said Nutella.
Suppose it's found in fucking things.
Out the back?
Well, no, they put them in.
Put them in donuts.
Donuts,
yeah, or
should,
it
right?
Could be out the back.
Okay.
I reckon they could be out the back.
You think, maybe, fuck, it could be, actually, yeah, good point. Nutella could be out the back. What the fuck does that even mean? Oh. Heaps of it, well, everything's out the back.
Yeah, well, that's what, I was just making sure you guys got my answer.
No, we both agreed with you.
You got the yes right off the bat.
Yeah.
We said,
up.
Yeah, it's probably in some of the rolls or stuff. Yeah, or it could be out the back. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we know.
household chores.
Yep.
Nagging.
That's not a chore and I didn't get anything.
Well, that is because it's
a
like,
chore is not nagging.
You can nag somebody about having to do chores, but it's not a chore.
That's not a chore.
Bring back Dior.
Yeah, had it easy.
He would agree with everything with me.
Ways to get there from here.
Navigational system.
Noble steed.
Fuck off.
Yes, Jack. That's technically right. I jumped on my noble steed.
I'm going to allow it because you can refer to your motorbike as your noble steed.
I'm fine.
The horse is your noble steed.
Yep.
Vacation destinations.
Nigeria.
I crossed out Nigeria and put in the Netherlands.
So we're both right.
You're both right.
Things in a science fiction movie.
Neutrons.
NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they're not really, they're both real things. You know, it's not really science fiction, but fuck it.
They would be in it.
Okay.
Mobile apps.
Didn't get one.
The Nay game.
You've made it up.
I respect it.
I really respect it. Now, look at that for the Nay game is what it's called. You know what's funny about that one? If it was T, she would have called it the Nay game as well.
You found it? It's a good game. Yep. There it is. Right bang in the center of
Google. Oh, we should have done
something
like not.
Uh-huh.
That's not a mobile app.
Yes, it is. Download it on your app now. The Nay game. See?
I think she's got it, dude.
Yes.
Hold on. Mobile. That's actually unreal that it's actually called Nay games. But let's look in the app store, which is where you'd find Nay games.
There, it says downloaded on Apple iTunes. Eat shit.
That's unbelievable.
Got it? Got the Nay Games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't exist. It's not here.
If it's not in the Play Store, then it's a no.
Fine.
That's great stuff. Very close.
Things you shouldn't touch.
NASCARs.
NOS. You know, there's like NOS canisters people do.
Nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Lessons you sign up for.
Nigerian.
That's a good one, kid. I didn't get that one.
It's good. You should have said Netherlandish.
I know. I thought about it.
Sign up for Nay Games.
Yeah. True.
Memorabilia.
Nightlights.
Nits. I don't know. People might save their nits.
Get out. You serial killer.
Items in a vending machine.
You didn't get it,
did
you?
Oh, I didn't get it, no.
Nippies. You know those drinks? Swear to God.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate milk?
Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
Oh, I should have said Ned's milk.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot. Correct. I always said that about you.
Personality traits.
Nice.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's what they say about you.
Oh, my days.
Narcissism would have fit here pretty good.
Well, very well. Over there. Jesus Christ.
Little gaslighter in the corner.
A narcissist.
Things that make you laugh.
Noses.
No one.
Oh.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh. Noses. Because, you know, some people's noses.
Big schnoz.
Yeah, you have a bit of a gig?
You're a body shamer. You're a body shamer. So we know that Lou is a narcissistic body shamer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boom. Eat shit. You're an idiot.
Eight.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's a tie.
Liar.
Look at it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Suck me off. Next station. Next train station, dog, sorry.
Well, because it was a tie, you can take them for once. I always take the cards.
Because you always lose.
Hey.
All right. So I've got a few little characters for you here. We'll do a couple of characters. We've got a meeting we've got to go to. Then we'll do the hotline. So let's get into it. Do the jingle.
Characters for Lulu. She loves doing them because she's an actress. And she's going to be on Hollywood.
More jingle.
And she's going to be the next Halle Berry.
Interesting choice. Halle, notoriously very confident up top.
Jack.
She's got some jumblies.
That's not what I was...
You ever see the movie Swordfish? I did. To all those swordfishes out there, you know what I'm talking about. Hugh Jackman got to see those puppies up front, up close, real life.
Okay, give me my character.
Okay. You're Halle Berry, and I'm Hugh Jackman, and we're going to recreate that famous scene. Go.
No.
You're a pirate trying to find his gold, but you have completely forgotten where it is. Guess what? The crew's getting antsy. Get into character.
I'm sure I buried it over here. Maybe get the map out and maybe we'll go left. X marks the spot. No, I promise you it's just over here to the left. Now, everybody start...
I don't think this guy knows where he's going.
Start digging at this cross here, me lass.
I don't think you know what you're doing, Captain.
Well, I do, me side hand.
We think there's a mutiny on hand here.
I've got the map and I know that it's over to the left. Now come and mark, dig where the spot is.
Now,
you know what, that accent wasn't too bad for me.
Correct. Casting directors at Home and Away, your neighbours. This is your chick.
You need a pirate?
You need a pirate.
You found her.
Need a pirate? Next character. You're an American politician trying to convince the far left to vote for you.
All right, everybody. Gather on round. We're going to make America great again.
Wrong party. Funnily enough, my next one was... you're an American politician trying to convince the far right to vote for you. So you've skipped a level.
Okay.
We're not cutting that.
That's a good one, kid.
Okay. I think we just go to hotline today. I don't think characters are in your best interest today.
Chinless. Stinky Lou. Just got a bone to pick with you, Louisa.
Oh, shit.
Current episode, 13 minutes and 20 seconds in. You tell everyone. You tell the bedwetters. You lie to our face. You tell us, I've never been to the Hunter Valley. Let's backtrack to episode 112 called Helicopter, where you got Jeeves to fly you in a helicopter to the Hunter Valley for lunch.
Fuck me,
Louisa. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing.
I actually completely forgot that.
That's a ripper. So what, there was heaps of those
calls. About five or six people calling up to point out that you indeed got a helicopter to the Hunter Valley.
How the fuck did I forget that?
I don't even remember you saying you'd never been to the Hunter.
When you said you went there for the wedding.
I've never been to the Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a rip snorter. That's a rip snorter. Oh, that's funny as fuck. Good observation, mate.
Hello, senoritas.
Hey, senorita.
I'd just like to say that I currently have a three-month-old baby, and I'm trying to just, you know, when mummy and daddy are talking, we say, mummy's going to go for a walk. Mummy's going to go down to the supermarket. See you later. And now, every single time I say that, I have to say, I'm mummy, by the way. That's driving me crazy, so thanks, cunt. Also, The way that Louisa says Lil John is like the whitest middle-aged woman way of saying it ever. Little John. Little John.
Oh, do you say Little John?
No, I say Little John.
Sounds like you've been saying
I remember you were very Little John.
Did I say Little John?
I think he threw in some little flavour at Little John a couple of times. But little John at the time, it was Little John.
And, you know, Little John, I think he invented crump or crunk.
No, little so John.
Let's get crunk.
Sounds like what you see a baby and you go, man, hello, Little John.
Oh, that's Little John.
Man, hello, Little John.
No, he's gorgeous.
Willypedia. It should be called Willypedia, you fucking inbred.
But,
Willypedia.
That's genius. Why did we not think of that?
I think we got caught up with Willy Wiki.
Willypedia.
Willypedia. Willypedia.
Willypedia, I think it's good.
Willypedia there.
I also just liked he called us all inbreds.
I love that he called us all inbreds.
Sweep there.
You're okay. Just breathe.
I got water all over myself.
Willypedia.
That's good.
Louisa fucking Claire Dalden. Are you kidding me? I am listening to the Nikki Back episode and you're playing Scattergories with the letter B. Name a song. You skipped on Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. What the fuck?
Tremendous point.
Sorry, and baby.
I just had to let that out. I was literally like yelling at my fucking radio. Anyway, still love you, but I can't believe you missed that one. Anyway, okay, bye.
Ooh, it's a great observation.
I've gotten in trouble from the Beavers twice today.
You are in strife today.
Very naughty, aren't you?
Well, you've been missing Beavers and you've been fucking lying about the Hunter.
How did I not get baby or boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, baby. That was his biggest one.
Yeah.
Sorry. I actually stopped thinking.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that voicemail? Anyway, bedwetters, you didn't even mention that today is off day. So, doffers to you and doffers to everyone.
It's doffers. Where's our calendar?
I'll be saying it for the rest of the day.
That is a valid point.
Doff day.
We need our calendar right there. It's doff. It was doff. Is it doff day? When was doff day?
I think doff day was either yesterday or the day before.
For crying out loud.
Oh, for doffeth day.
Doff day. Sorry about
that. Dear, we forget that.
We're putting a calendar up after this.
We need it.
Behind you.
Hanging. We'll pin it in.
Yeah. Doff day it.
Because otherwise we'll forget the days ourselves.
Well, that's going to act.
Hey,
Willie, have you got another one?
I was just going to say, for the last one, I thought it might be a good idea to just do the most recent one that came into the inbox. Yes.
Can you please play I've Been Given Strict Instructions?
Yeah.
Hello, Jarchi. It's Hannah here. I used to work with your dad. I'm just ringing to let you know that I'm also Lulu, sorry, but I am on speakerphone.
Oh, shit.
I don't actually have a list, but I thought I'd just do a Jarchi let you know that it's Taco Tuesday. Also, I went through your bins yesterday. Yeah, so if you would like to give me a call back, that would be fantastic. Love you.
Oh, bye. I love you, mate. That's a ripper.
Taco
Tuesday.
Went through your bins the other day.
Taco Tuesday. What else do you say? Your
That's a ripper. Thanks, Han. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Bidwitters.
Well, hold on. We got one with the most recent one, don't we?
One just came in.
Okay. And then we've got to jump
in. Well, we've got a meeting. But fuck them.
No, actually, nah, we've got to be professional.
They can wait.
Hello, you little fucktards. Anyway, I'm just lying here thinking that I have probably left about 100 voicemails. And I was wondering if there's a way for me just to hear all mine. Or find a collection of them or something, because I'm very curious. I looked at my call log and it's like 2 a.m. We mean well. 1 a.m. We mean well. Owick really fucked me up and I know that I called you screaming and I still haven't been played on the podcast, so.
Look.
I know how you guys feel about me. Anyway, I'm upset.
Well, don't be.
Bye.
Don't be.
Jokes. Love you guys.
Love you.
How good was Owick?
Living.
That loose.
Living.
Just 7 days of cunt. Oh. Or longer. I feel like it was 2 weeks.
No.
In New Zealand it was.
So it was fortnight.
Yep.
We sure?
I may have made that. Maybe it was like 10 days.
It doesn't sound like it rolls off the tongue quite as well.
I think they just called it week.
Okay. All right. Maybe you guys just kept it going.
Isn't that also how the 10-day date started?
Oh, and yeah, it was
10 days. Thank you. 10 days of hoes.
Thank you for listening. Ciao, ciao.
Hooray, Bedwetters. Love you. Keep pissing.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.